Mini episode 1751 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this mini episode of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris coming at you here with one of my fellow original dignitaries in the FDH Lounge, Chris Galloway. And as we do every year, we go through division by division previewing in the NFL. And we're up to the AFC South right now for 2024. And if you want to check out our macro level notes on the season, there weren't many of them. Because this was not a very busy offseason by the standards of some of the past NFL offseasons. But go check out the first in our series, mini-episode 1748 on the AFC East. We have our notes before we start getting into the AFC East teams. But what we're doing for every division here, this is based on the segment that is in Fantasy Football Draftology 2024, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com, pages 17 and 18. One run-on sentence for each team. So here's what we have for the AFC South, and this is in the predicted order of finish. Houston, the game's next great power has the franchise QB, a deep wide receiving core, and the best two-year job of filling a roster in the NFL, but is forced to contend with the game's fastest rising division, which we forecasted would be a year ago. Jacksonville, a disappointing follow-up to their 2022 South title and a good first half to the next season, leaves the Jags in a bit of limbo with concerns on the offensive line and back seven. Indianapolis, the start of the Anthony Richardson era is encouraging, as is the level of coaching seen in 2023, but the team may end up having to win some shootouts with the state of the back seven. Tennessee, if Will Levis is somehow for real, although he probably isn't, then the Titans will challenge for the playoffs as early as this season, with the roster having been reinforced during a strong offseason, leaving the back seven as the weakest link. So, interesting that there's a number of teams thus far we've said this about with the back seven. Indianapolis and Tennessee right here. Baltimore in the AFC North. Perhaps this is a macro-level theme for the season, Chris, but I said this a year ago, and I think you at least somewhat kind of agreed with me that the AFC South was on the rise, and that rise, I think, is accelerating a year later.
No, yeah, you were ahead of your time on that.
Thank you.
Last year with your prediction on that division. And certainly the Texans have emerged as a young, upwardly mobile, dynamic team. They really impressed last year on how strong they came on. And I think this year they have an opportunity to fit some new pieces in. Their front end of their schedule is a little weaker, so it gives them time to gel and, again, to continue to mature as a club because they are young before they get into their tougher stretches at the end. I have them winning the division with 11 wins. And, you know, I just think that they are the best team right now, top to bottom in that division, especially with a couple. They did lose a couple pieces, but they did, you know, picking up a guy like, you know, Stephon Diggs helps them be extra deep. Danielle Hunter, you know, replacing Jonathan Greenard was important. Re-signing Dalton Schultz was big for them. So I like their direction. I think they're going to win 11 games. I think they're going to win the division. Unless CJ Stroud, unless it strikes midnight and he turns into a pumpkin, he's showing himself to be the real deal.
Yes, no question. And from there, again, some pretty good teams right behind them in the division here too. I mean, there may be some questions, as I said, with Jacksonville. Indianapolis, this is the first we see Richardson, hopefully for his sake, over a prolonged period of time. But some pretty good teams on their heels, I think, Chris.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jacksonville's right there with probably 9 to 10 wins. I'm not sure where Vegas has them, but my guess is they're somewhere in that sort of 9.5 win guesstimate by Vegas. You know, they've got a pretty good squad, a pretty favorable schedule. I think if they can get to week 12 or their bye at 6-6, they've got a chance to really finish strong. And then the Colts, I know there are some people thinking the Colts could win the division. I mean, there's some people really buying into them. I'm not there yet. Anthony Richardson showed us some stuff last year where you went, whoa, this could be something special. But I just think without, this is going to seem odd, that steady hand of Gardner Minshew, I'm not sure about where the Colts are going to find themselves with Richardson, who will kind of almost be like a rookie .5. And still has to prove a lot in terms of throwing the football, et cetera. So I've got the Colts at 9-8, just over the Mendoza line, but just missing out on the playoffs. And I think that they will finish third in a nip and tuck with the Jaguars in that division. And then lastly, the Titans. I don't believe in, certainly not in them in this year. They've lost a lot of talent. They're not very good. New coaches, new system. There's not a lot of depth. I wasn't enamored with their draft, and I think they've got a lot to prove. So I've got them at like 6 wins, at like 6-11. They're going to show some stuff, but they don't have enough to compete. So they'll be pulling up the rear this year.
I would agree with that. Like I said, I don't think Will Levis was going to turn out to be the answer. Although, similar to Bill Belichick.
Remember my comp on him coming out of the draft was Paxton Lynch.
Oh, wow.
So he has already exceeded that. Okay, so yes. I'll give him that. And, I appreciate the man's love of mayonnaise. But I'm like you. I need to see it this year before I believe in Levis.
Well, based on some of the amateur porn that was showing up on Twitter in the offseason, like Bill Belichick, he's winning off the field. So we must give him that. So,
well, I'm glad I missed that. I just think as a quarterback, he still has a bunch to prove.
Yeah.
And so does Richardson. Richardson flashed more, but it was short, right?
Yeah.
So, again, we're all sort of like thinking like, he's going to come back, be healthy, and take 2 steps forward, and the Colts are going to be, well, I don't know that. So I think we all kind of need to temper expectations on him and the Colts in the same manner.
Yes. Yes, and I guess you missed the day that Will Levis was trending on Twitter in the offseason. But looking at this division here, we both got Houston winning it. We both got them making the playoffs as divisional champion and being in position potentially to make some noise. And I have actually Indianapolis sneaking in as a wild card team. I've got them at 9-8 in a tie with a number of other teams, including Jacksonville, Miami, and the New York Jets. But I have Indianapolis getting the tiebreaker on that there. Because, again, there are generally, and I know that they're actually, because of what I'm about to say, they're somewhat of a popular sleeper pick. But there's always the team in any given season. I don't know if they would be a huge surprise because of Richardson coming back this year. But there's always one or two teams that are outside the whole chalk. Sometimes there's more than one or two teams in there. And to me, Indianapolis fits that profile. And if you're saying to me there's a team outside the chalk in the AFC that I think is going to make the playoffs, I will go with the Colts. They had some really, really good coaching last year, certainly.
The coaching was outstanding. And again, I like their direction. And I think if Richardson steps up, they could challenge the Texans for the division. It's a stretch to believe that that's going to happen,
right,
based on what we saw last year. Again, I think the Jaguars end up somehow just eking it out over the Colts for second and getting into the playoffs, getting that spot over the Colts by a hair. But again, it's close. And an injury here or there, and it wouldn't shock me if it goes the other way.
Very possibly, yeah. And a division that is only getting better, and I think a year from now, probably going to be better still. So it's continuing to go in that direction. And perhaps at a certain point, the AFC North and the AFC South will be ships passing in the night. I think you could see that as soon as 2 years from now. Would you agree, Chris?
I think that that's going to happen this year.
Oh, this year?
I think top to bottom, the South is probably going to be a little better.
Ooh, okay.
Or at least equal-ish.
Okay.
And then next year, I would probably predict to rank the South better than the North.
Okay.
Because, again, does Chase get re-signed in Cincinnati?
Yes.
Does Watson's flame out in Cleveland really happen, and therefore Cleveland is quarterbackless? Does the Fields, situation and Wilson prove, and Pittsburgh doesn't have a quarterback? I could see really quickly that the North gets supplanted by the South as early as next year.
Wow. Now, I have been leapfrogged, ladies and gentlemen. I am now the most bearish member of this combo on the AFC South. This is incredible. But there's nothing that you're saying that I really disagree with there. I think the division is certainly ascending, and the fact that Houston appears to be going up almost like a hot air balloon at this point at their rate of growth and rate of ascension, I think is fueling a lot of that. So an interesting year, and again, you heard it here first on this show, us guys telling you that the AFC South is going to be very, very impactful this year and moving forward. Thank you very much, Chris Galloway, for being a part of this one here. And thank you, everybody, for checking out our 2024 AFC South preview in the FDH Lounge.